Hi there, this is Dr. Tobias. I have a very interesting topic today that I would like to talk about, and that's ears and ear cleaning. I've been having repeated requests and questions about ears, and one of the most common issues is that people try to clean the ears and think that if they clean the ears out, if there is wax or discharge, that it's going to get better if they clean it, and it is not true. See the ears as a signal light in the body that something is going on. It's like the red light in your car that says your oil is leaking. So the ears are a signaling area that there is toxicity in the body, dietary imbalances, liver issues, digestive tract issues. And I mentioned details about that in my blog on ears. If you Google Peter Tobias ear treatment or ear infections, it'll come up. But what I'd like to talk about mainly today is about what to do with wax and how to perceive it and what to avoid. Make sure that you don't make the problem worse. Most people take a variety of different solutions and try to clean the ears out. And the ears usually get more inflamed and sometimes sore. It's not any different as if you were washing your hands too much and they got all raw. The other thing is that the ear has an amazing self-cleaning ability, and if you start pouring solutions in, that self-cleaning ability and balance gets disturbed, and it becomes worse. Quite often, people introduce resistant bacteria when they start cleaning ears, and that's a really serious problem, especially with Pseudomonas, which is a very aggressive bacteria that is resistant to many antibiotics and often causes problems. Proteus is another one, which causes this stinky, gucky discharge. So if you are treating ears, ideally the rule of thumb is that you should not be cleaning them too often and address all the other issues that I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. If I have really sore ears in a patient, I usually take a culture swab to make sure that I know and understand what bacteria is growing there. When I get the culture back, I clean the ears once really thoroughly. That should be done by a veterinarian or a veterinary clinic. And then, if necessary, you may need to apply medication. However, obviously, the medication is just a temporary solution. And I usually do not recommend using antibiotics on an ongoing basis, and definitely recommend avoiding any medication with steroids, corticosteroids, prednisone, dexamethasone, and similar medication. There are some medications that are without steroids, but there are not many of them, and most veterinarians actually use the steroids based medication. The problem is that these steroids do absorb in the system in the body and affect the function of the immune system and also the adrenal glands. So I would highly and strongly recommend you against using any medication that has steroids in it. So just to summarize, remember that ear cleaning on an ongoing basis is not ideal, that it should be done only once every 2 to 4 weeks during the treatment course, and then hopefully down the road in 1 to 3 months, you wouldn't need to do that at all. That culture and sensitivity can be taken. Medication can be used if your dog is really, really sore, but should not be used repeatedly because if it's needed repeatedly, then it means that you're actually not addressing the core of the problem. Remember that there is more information on our website, or if you Google Peter Tobias ears, it'll come up, and you'll be able to read the whole blog that has really nice summary of what needs to be done in ear treatments. And thank you so much for being part of our community, and I'm looking forward to be here soon. Take care.